we found that argument very insulting, in the sense that, for starters, the fund itself is unknown to the young people of Matabeleland. The offices where these funds can be found are only located at NCETI, and the Zimbabwe Youth Council itself has not taken an initiative of getting to the rural places to inform the young people of this idea. That is the first thing. The second one is that, historically, the operations of government itself are entrusted by the young people of Matabeleland and the generality of the population. So the young people of Matabeleland, even if they were to know, they would resent from participating in things that are government-linked.
The youths in Matabeleland seem not to know about it. So what? Whose fault is it?
Access to information is a human right in itself. While there is a challenge that these people might not have left their home to look out for opportunities out there that exist, it is a challenge on their part as the young people of Matabeleland. However, the government also has a challenge of making this information available, and not only making it available, but actually running campaigns in several areas that these are the kind of things that you can do. These are the kind of things that you can participate in to uplift yourself.